The State Audit Bureau found that some colleges were unaware of some of the felons, and 8 of the state's 16 tech schools don't spell out policies on when it's appropriate to fire people whose criminal records are related to their jobs. Still, the number of felons represents less than a tenth of a percent of the system's 13,000-person workforce. System President Dan Clancy says the audit shows tech colleges are doing a good job balancing the need for safety with the state law that prohibits employment discrimination based solely on an arrest record.
We want a safe environment for our students and staff, yet at the same time, it is appropriate and at times necessary to employ people that may have had an arrest or a conviction in their past.
Clancy says the tech college system will follow through with the Audit Bureau's recommendation to identify the types of jobs for which criminal background checks should be conducted. He says those colleges that were unaware they employed felons will conduct investigations into whether those workers should be allowed to stay in their jobs. Legislative Audit Committee member Samantha Kirkman said she was alarmed to find out how many felons work for technical colleges. The Burlington Republican says she was specifically startled to learn that more than half of those people were convicted of violent crimes, including child sexual assault. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.